the art and science of hacking our environment or modulating it to support our body is what biohacking is. Did you also know that this is a key element to becoming a radiant human? Through supporting our bodies to be as pure as possible, this is where deep eating radiance comes from, an inside out approach to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and allow you to have powerful energy and the best sleep ever. Check out my top biohacking picks, from supplements to EMF protective clothing to water purification, air purification, blue light blocking glasses, detox options, and much, much more. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and check out my biohacking page. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic hair specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging, looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled to have you join myself and our very special guest from the Analema Wand Company. We're going to be focusing on water and just all the things that we can do to support our beautiful bodies and our minds and our skin with these different layers that we can do when we are consuming water, and really neat things that you might not have known about in regards to water. We are going to be doing a deep dive on that, and in particular, structuring water with a really beautiful product that makes it easier than ever. I've been structuring water for years and love how it tastes different, and I just love drinking it. And actually, structured water is more bioavailable water for our bodies, so our body can better receive it and integrate it. So before we get into that, let me tell you about our very special guest here. We have Mario Brownovic joining us from Analema Water. And Mario is an entrepreneur, researcher, and visionary in the field of health and wellness. For years, he ran a successful international advertising agency and a production house. He was very passionate about health and wellness and about finding natural ways to heal, regenerative, and restore delicate balances between the body, mind, spirit, and of course, our energy. This led him to establish a natural pharmaceutical company that successfully helped many people for years. After a while, he became very passionate about water. Realizing its extraordinary significance, he established New Earth Technologies, a company that offers the miracle of Analema water to the world. Welcome, 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 Mario. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show. And I'd love to kick things off with the unlimited monetary value question. What is radiance to you?
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. It's my honor and my pleasure to be here. You have an amazing question that you're asking. What is radiance? I love this question. When people get in connection to who they truly are, only then they're truly radiant. There is this truly authentic place, a place in us which is already pure, which is already healthy, which is already happy and free. And whenever we, for a moment, enter that place inside of ourselves, which is always available, we become radiant. And that radiance can be felt and sensed by anyone. When we are in that place, we become the light of the world.
Amen, brother. I love that you mentioned pure. And truly, when it comes to purification, I know you're a researcher as well. And my focus on, you know, how can we get the best skin of our life? How can we have the most energy and also improve our longevity? I really have found, and you're a fellow biohacker as well, I found that it really comes from the purification point first. So purifying our air, our water, lighting, electromagnetics, eating the right foods that aren't going to incur additional toxins, and then detoxing. So purification, I completely agree with you, is really at the root because we are made beautiful. We're on this beautiful planet in this gorgeous universe. There's so much to consider and be in, you know, just the spectacle of it all. And then, you know, we have this water. And I think this is something we take for granted. I'm on a 20-acre farm, and so I bathe in purified well water, so I'm not bathing in chlorine, which is fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about why it's so important to purify our water and some of your favorite ways to do so? And then, of course, we're going to do a demonstration with actually exactly how to structure our water.
So I have to say that, of course, purification is hugely important. So there are many toxins now, not only from the chemical side of things, but also from the energetic side of things. You know, we're surrounded with all kinds of frequencies, and water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy frequency and vibration. It's always going to pick up the most dominant frequency of its environment. So how we treat water, whatever the water that we drink or we use is surrounded, that frequency is actually going to be imprinted. Usually people go for the chemical side of things, but this is where it gets interesting. Even if you take the toxin out, which is truly important, don't get me wrong, the frequency of that toxin still stays in the water. So even if you filter the toxin out, you're still introducing that particular frequency or vibration into your system. This is where NLM actually comes in, because it brings water in its most positive dominant state there is. In our research, when we realized that water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, our whole quest was to create the most positive dominant frequency there is, water there is, because we knew that if we would expose any other water to it, since water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, all the water will become it.
Let's break this down for a second. We know in water that we have the oxygen atom and the two hydrogen atoms.
Yes.
But what we forget is the way that those atoms are arranged and those bond angles. After nursing, I wasn't sure if I wanted to become a physician, so I did my medical school prerequisites, which was Gen Chem, Organic Chem, and Biochem. It completely changed the way that I look at the world around me with the natural sciences. So when we have the oxygen and then the two hydrogen atoms, when they're going through things like pipes, and correct me if I'm wrong here, and add at any time, those bond angles can shift a little bit. And then also the way that that water molecule, the one oxygen and two hydrogen, that makes a molecule or a chemical. Water's a good chemical for us. But the way it connects and binds to other water molecules to make a lattice structure, essentially, those bond angles, which are mediated by electromagnetic interactions, can be interfered with. Is this what water structuring helps to correct, to basically, in a scientific approach, adjust those bond angles?
Exactly. So we realized in our research that water currently exists in what we call a chaotic state. So it's still H2O, but like you mentioned, those H2O molecules, they actually move chaotically. They move randomly. They crash into each other constantly. But since all of this is happening on an atomic level, nobody's really aware of that. That chaos has a profound effect on our overall health and wellness, and we are completely unaware. Back in the day, when you were living by the river, and river had this left and right vortexes, it kept water in this particular structured state. Now, to find water in coherent state is very, very, very hard. We traveled all over the planet, and only if you go somewhere really remote and actually find the natural well, there water exists in this state. But this is also very interesting. As soon as you take the water out, very soon after that, water molecules break, and again you have chaotic water. The whole thing about NLMA is that we found a way to bring water back in this very, very, very special state. So just like you mentioned, when you take the NLMA and you swirl through the water, what happens is that those same chaotic H2O molecules, they start to link together and start forming a liquid crystalline structure. Through this unique process, water becomes alive. It becomes empowered, and it can do so much for health and wellness. I usually tell people this kind of just to help them understand the concept. For instance, if you take a 5-watt light bulb, it will give you some light. But if you take 5-watt laser, which is a coherent form of light, you can drill a hole through your table. So it's the same power, but the structure, the focus of it is very different, and the result, the power of it, is actually, it's a huge world of difference in what you get from one or the other. We found a way to bring water, to unleash the true power of water for biology. We tested it on humans, we tested it on plants, we tested it on animals, and the results were always remarkable. And there is even extraordinary environmental impact of this water, and we can touch upon all of these details in our talk.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that excellent explanation. You mentioned two of my favorite words, so we have to go there. Vortexes and remote locations. I love to, you know, listeners here for a long time, and I was telling you before the show, I actually love to go out in nature and actually find vortexes and I feel like I've gotten pretty good at it, and I've substantiated these areas with taking dowsing rods to see sort of what happens with those rods too. And you can actually see different patterns in the earth with, you know, crisscross lines and just really interesting formations of, say, rocks and the way that the plants grow. I've actually seen a tree that on the underside of it, it had vortex-based mathematics patterns, which basically made the underside of the tree look like it was crisscross. And this really is the kind of math that you don't hear a lot about, but this is, you know, a huge part of what makes us and also future technologies. And it's oftentimes referred to nerds like Mario and I as VBM. So I love seeing vortexes and VBM in nature. It's so beautiful. And sometimes I'll find them in very remote areas, and other times in a park mountain with houses, a 10-minute walk away. It's just very interesting when you really actually look down and look at the trees and how these aspects of our world have formed due to different energies. Now, when it comes to water, I'm happy that you mentioned the vortex concept, because that's also how your wand structures the water, because you're swirling it like a vortex. So I'm going to give you a little demonstration here. So this is how the wand comes. It's very simple in its design, but it's very elegant. And we're going to break down the different constructs here. So it comes in a beautiful metal case. Can you tell us the significance of the metal encasing to protect the quartz crystal and also the water inside? Let's start with that. Let's start with the unit itself.
So we wanted to create the unit to be sturdy. So because, you know, the crystal vial, which holds the mother water, which we're going to talk in a second, it's very fragile. So we needed to protect it in a way. And we always say to people, this is a jewel, and please protect it. If it falls down, it will break. So you have to take care of it. So like I mentioned, when we realized the water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, our whole quest was to create the most positive dominant frequency water there is. And we actually did. And we call this water the mother water. It takes us one full year to create the mother water. And then we put it in a crystal vial. So crystal vial has actually two purposes. One, of course, is to create the barrier between the mother water, which is inside, and the rest of the water through which you swirl. But more importantly, crystal serves as a superconductor. So it allows the frequency of the mother water to go, to be spread to all the other water molecules without any loss. We actually played with glass, but we realized that crystal does the job in a much, much, much better way because there is no loss in frequency. It just passes through. So when you take the wand and you swirl it through the water, it doesn't really actually matter. We always use it kind of in a swirling way, but it doesn't really matter. Any H2O molecule that comes into close proximity to the mother water starts to mimic its exact structure. So when you swirl the analemma for 30 seconds in a glass of water, what you get in effect after 30 seconds is a glass of mother water. And when you drink that water, you have extraordinary effects. And we proved these effects through double-blind placebo-controlled studies. Two of those studies are going to be published very soon. So our whole thing is to really, we're really investing a lot in the science of the whole thing. So it's not just a pretty story, so to speak. We actually really are using all the available methods to 100% irrevocably prove that there is something really biologically remarkable happening when you expose basically any biological system to this water.
Yes, I'm very familiar with mother water and have actually learned to make it also, which is very cool. So thank you for providing the purpose of the crystal casing, because I can tell someone like yourself, Mario, that every piece and material with this serves a purpose. That makes sense.
Yes.
It's protective. Now, one of the things you listeners may be sort of, you know, shaking your head at is crystals. Well, crystals are actually used in all of our technologies to store information. You can actually house, and I've heard about this in various places, a significant amount of data on different forms of crystals, kind of like a chip to save data for, you know, even our civilization. I think there's actually companies that are doing that. What I'd love to do is just get into this concept of mother water. And I'm curious what you use to create your mother water, such as do you use zinc and do you use copper? And I've seen mother water when it's being made, there's a sediment and a precipitate that can form. So I'm just curious, and I'm sure it's proprietary as well. So
it is. Okay. It is. So I'm going to share a couple of details. So we don't use any form. We are not using crystals. We're not using vortexing, and we are not using electricity or magnetic fields. Some other companies are using that. But this is where actually there is a great difference between any other structured water and NLM water. And the key component is resilience. We tested basically almost all the devices out there that claim that they are creating some form of structure. And in our experience, we did various tests on it. It actually does put water in a structured state, but the structure lasts anywhere between a couple of minutes and day and a half. Then the molecules break and the water goes back to chaos. With NLMA, we tested it now for 6 consecutive years after just one treatment, just one swirl. Water never goes back into chaos. It takes us 5 stages in 1 year, and once it passes the 5th one, it never goes back. And we really did many things to it because we realized in our research what actually puts water deeper into chaos. And we did all of those methods, but it always resisted. And because it's so resilient and so stable, when you drink it, your entire system, you can actually feel it. And so we proved short-term effects and long-term effects that this water has. So maybe it's a good opportunity to jump on the first human study that we did. Since
Before we jump into that, I'd love to quickly give a demonstration and also add, we both have a mutual friend, Dave Asprey, and actually spent some time with him for my birthday last year and recorded
brilliant.
A great podcast. And what he did actually on his kitchen faucet was he actually taped this to his kitchen faucet so that any of the water that comes through is actually going over this wand, which is really interesting. And I don't want to skip over the fact that people are making something called mother water. And I actually have other vials that were made by other very intelligent, highly intelligent people. And I will actually put that on my wrist. And when the first time I did that and I was out with a number of girlfriends, everyone was curious. They're like, what are you putting on your wrist? What's around your neck? And the energy and the vibes of that night out with girlfriends was just absolutely phenomenal. So I would go so far as to say that if we are reducing chaos in general and more coherence with what we're putting on our bodies, say a product with structured water and mother water, for example, which is much deeper, and we're also consuming less chaotic water, everything about us is going to be less chaotic. Our emotions, we forget that our emotions are hugely linked to the energetics of everything that we eat, that we listen to, that we watch, the people that we're around, right? So when you mentioned water picks up energy from all these different areas, we also pick up energy from other people too. So that's why, you know, that saying, rinse off the energy of the day, you're also clearing your energy of all the people that you've interacted with as well. And that's a whole other podcast episode about how to effectively
100%, clear 100%. You nailed it. It's the truth. It really is the truth. Mm-hmm. And when you really realize this, not only that you're picking up all the vibes around you. I mean, we're 70% of water in mass, but 99% in molecules. We're basically very clever H2O from the physical side of things, which is really extraordinary. And whatever you expose yourself to, the water in you is going to pick up. But more importantly, when you are aware of this, you cannot but be responsible in a way that you show up. Because whatever you send out, you know that the person next to you or in front of you, which is 99% water, again, that energy that you send out is going to stay there and it will have an impact. So it's just a question, how am I showing up? Am I showing up as a solution to the problem or am I showing up as a problem?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So getting into how we actually use this, and First of all, you can absolutely taste the difference. So say, for example, I'm going to take a taste of this, and this is reverse osmosis water, and kind of notice the mouth feel, how it feels when you drink it. I'm a professionally trained sommelier as well, so I love studying all these things with food and beverages. And then you simply take the wand and you swirl it. And I know on the packaging it says, you know, 30 seconds for a liter of water, but all you're doing is just swirling it. Like you said before, you're getting the water molecules in this glass in contact with the mother water inside the wand. And yes, I know this sounds very woo, but you can definitely taste the difference. And even the most skeptical people I know can taste the difference. They're like, whoa, give me more of that. So you simply... that's all you do is you take the wand and you swirl it in a glass of water or a larger jug of water, you know, 2 to 4 liters, 2 liters that you're probably over, you should be drinking about anywhere from 2 to 3 liters of water a day, more if you're exercising, and then you drink it. And it legitimately tastes better. It tastes smoother. It sort of rolls on the tongue better. And, you know, I want to finish this whole glass here while we're recording because it does taste so good. And I've used other tech too to structure water. But this wand that you've created, it's the easiest and fastest way to do it. And I would also say that it is the most economical way to do it as well. For those of you listening to the show, yes, I have guests on that are selling products, but these products are incredible products that I use that help me be better. So of course, why wouldn't I want to share them with you and also give you the opportunity to connect with the CEOs and founders who produce it and get that additional insight and information that's going to help you and your family live better as well. So while I drink the rest of this beautifully now filtered and structured water, I'd love for you to jump back into where you were going to go to with the different stages, because you mentioned this one stage that once water gets there, it will actually retain its structure. And I'm interested in this because in my membership, this is where I go really deep into a little bit more of the energetics and frequency side of things for a deeper level of radiance and beauty that I'm personally just not comfortable sharing publicly because I am a registered nurse and practitioner and researcher, and I have to keep things very scientific and research-based. But there's so much that we're just finding out now, and you are. I'm so grateful for people like you who are actually putting research to this. So please walk us through those different stages that you were mentioning before.
So as I mentioned, I can't talk too much because we haven't patented it and it was intentional because, you know, it's very hard to create it. So we're kind of guessing that it will be very hard for anybody to kind of to repeat the whole process. But anyhow, what I can say is that we're using precious metals, that we are using geometry, let's call it that way, that we're using lightning in the whole process. So, and when the water passes through the fifth stage, it takes us one full year, then it just doesn't go back to chaos. I have to jump a step back because when you mentioned the taste of the water, there is really interesting anecdote that I was at the podcast of Dr. Mindy Peltz. I love her. She's an amazing woman. So she actually mentioned in the podcast. Yeah, brilliant. So she mentioned on the show that her sister is very accomplished. I believe she has doctorate at Stanford or something, Harvard, something like that. But anyhow, she saw a Mindy swirl with her NLM wand, and she was like, "What are you doing? Like, what is this?" You know. And then actually, Mindy told her, "Let's do a taste test, just so that you kind of get convinced." And five times in a row, her sister, she was really skeptical. Every single time she pointed out to the NLM water. So there is something really profoundly different. Just when you swirl it, it really sounds crazy, but when you swirl it, the taste of it, the feel of it changes. Now we can actually go to the science of it, at least one side of it. When we realized that this water was electromagnetic phenomenon, so to speak, we were thinking, what is the most electromagnetic part of human biology that we can very accurately measure? It is our brain waves. So what we did a double blind study with genetically identical twins. So it's a golden standard study. You have two genetically identical individuals. So they have to have like the same reaction to things, quote unquote. So we gave a regular NLM water to twins to drink, and we put QEEG equipment on their heads to monitor their brain waves. So doctor administering the water didn't know which one was which. And twins didn't know which one was which. And we monitored what happened to their brainwaves. So when the twin that took a couple of sips of regular water, we saw zero change in the brainwave patterns. Everything stayed the same. But almost as soon, it's very, very fast. We were actually surprised how fast it actually happened. Almost as soon as the twin that took a couple of sips of NLM water, there was an instant better connection with the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, an instant harmonizing effect on the brain waves, which was really extraordinary to observe in such a short period of time. What we did then, we repeated the experiment 3 weeks later, but we gave NLM water to the other twin. And we saw exactly the same phenomenon being the genetically identical twins, while the first twin now didn't experience anything. So this was first very powerful human proof that something biologically remarkable happens when people drink this water. And then we had actually, we actually did a pilot study with one individual that had serious, there is a disease problem. With serious issue with brainwaves. We kind of don't want to go there because this water was not intended to cure. Or we don't want to go down that road. But really, we had phenomenal results as well there. So this water has powerful effects on electromagnetics of the body. So this was the first study. This is the effect that actually happens instantly. And that's why we also believe that people can perceive it, especially people who are more in tune with themselves. they can very fast sense, okay, there is something different here.
And some of us are a little bit more sensitive to other things than others. Yes. I know on a website in 2017 starts with a W, it ends with an O, with an H in between. When I was looking at electromagnetics, I found this webpage on that website that said 15% of the world's population are considered electromagnetically hypersensitive. That was in 2017 when I started some of my research on this concept of oxidative stress and reducing our exposure to electromagnetic fields and frequencies and electric fields and, you know, Wi-Fi and EMFs and all those things. And now that page isn't there. And I would postulate that when people have an elevated amount of oxidative stress, they're going to be more sensitive to those things. And for those of you listening, and a lot of you listening are like myself, intuitive empaths for the most part. We're very connected and we're very empathic. We can kind of feel the emotions of the room. And I would say for those of us who are like this, it's a good idea to take a little extra care of yourself because you are going to feel better. And anything to help us feel better is going to help us be better in the world and have better interactions with people. So when you gave that example of Dr. Mindy Pelz, she's a fasting expert, and I've actually seen her shift going from masculine to feminine, which has been very interesting to notice, because when we are in more coherence, we're going to be more balanced with positives and negatives, good, bad, dark, light, masculine, feminine, all of that. So it's been really cool to see that shift in her. And I know that she's come forward to mention that too. But when people notice that you're doing something, they're going to notice. It's not our job to, you know, preach from the mountaintops with the biohacking fire hose of all of the different things that we do. So simply live your life, and then other people are going to notice that, oh, you're doing something interesting to create a vortex and structure your water. What are you doing? And then you give them a glass of water, and then they can taste the difference, which is really cool. But the other facet here that's really worthwhile to mention is the fact that we don't want to be having blind faith in marketing with different products and technologies that are available to us. We need to quantify them. That's why I love the biohacking space, is because we can measure our brainwaves. We can measure our sleep quality. We can measure our HRV, so that when we're doing things, we actually can measure and quantify the impacts that it's making on our personal biomarkers. And this truly is the future of longevity. So when we're talking about longevity, what can water do for our longevity? And can water actually improve our longevity, in your opinion?
Most definitely. I believe that, and our research clearly proved that water is the most fundamental level of our existence. As already mentioned, 99% of our molecules are water. That off the bat tells you there is something extraordinarily important about it, and people aren't talking about it too much. Our research proved when you change the water, your entire biology follows. And we actually didn't want to stop there. We wanted to prove it, and we proved it through a double-blind placebo-controlled studies that we did. So it's a good opportunity to jump in the next study, next human study that we did. So we realized in our, maybe to make a step back, our early research was in plants. We wanted to see what's going to happen with plants when you water the plants with NLM water. So we actually picked up a whole lab from a famous German scientist, Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, that developed this technology that can capture biophotons. So biophotons are these tiny particles of light which every living system exudes. The more biophotons you have, or the more biophotons biological system exudes, more vitality it has. So we actually used his technology we compared the plants that were watered with regular water with the plants that were watered with NLM water. And what we saw is between 60 and 200% increase in biophoton emissions with plants that were watered with NLM water. This inspired us to do a human study. So we wanted to see how can we correlate vitality or energy in plants with energy in humans. So we decided to measure ATP. So adenosine triphosphate, the primary energy currency of the cell, directly responsible for powering the majority of cellular processes in our body, including muscle contraction, nerve impulse transmission, biochemical reactions, every heartbeat, every breath, every cognitive function depends heavily on ATP. So we decided to measure that because it's we employed luciferase, which is an enzyme that catalyzes light production in bioluminescent organisms. And due to its extraordinary sensitivity, you can very accurately measure ATP levels in humans, which we loved. So we employed this method. We took a snapshot of ATP levels in participants of the study. Again, it was double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Then they drank a liter and a half of lemon water per day without changing anything else in the world. So they didn't change their exercise regime. They didn't change their diets. They didn't change anything else. Everything else stayed the same. After 2 months, we did another snapshot of ATP levels to see whether something happened. And what we saw is a 20% rise in overall mitochondrial energy of the body over the placebo. When you calculate the placebo win, that's almost one third of entire energy of the body. So we're not talking about Red Bull energy here. We're talking about actual mitochondrial energy. And this has profound implications on basically anything. When you're talking about longevity, all scientists now agree that one of the key causes of cellular aging is a decline in mitochondrial function. And we proved that mitochondrial function increases more than significantly just by drinking the water. So this is just one element. What also people always kind of connect ATP to muscle contraction or athletic performance, and it really has effect there. But the biggest spender of ATP is actually our brain. For one neuron to send an impulse to a neighboring cell, it needs to hydrolyze 1 billion ATP molecules, and there are billions of neurons. 25% of overall energy of our entire body goes just to feed the brain. So, of course, it's scientifically very well-known fact. People with higher ATP levels, they have much higher cognitive performance as well.
Yeah, there are even other ways that I use to quantify energy production in my body. And when you're talking about how can we measure light, that the photons are packets of light. How can we measure this off plants and also humans? And I also have a piece of technology here. It's called the BioWell. This comes from Europe. And actually, if you look inside here, there's what's called a Kirlian plate. You put your finger in here and you actually get a picture of the photons that are coming off your fingertips. And it actually looks like an eclipse. So say, for example, the moon is in front of the sun, and then you get these sort of like projections of light. That's actually exactly what the ends of your fingertips look like. We literally have energy coming off that, and we can measure it. So it's so neat that we can use these different types of technologies to quantify the light energy coming off us. And this will also give you this is for practitioners. I'm hoping they'll come up with a consumer option at some point so you can actually measure your joule output. But based on that, it then extrapolates it onto a computer program, and it will actually give you a joule output, a joule reading of your body, which then is going to be a marker for how much energy your body is making, because joule is basically the metric for energy. And I find this stuff so incredibly interesting. And also, big shout out to today's sponsor of the show. This is perfect segue because you're talking about ATP. And it's really important that we also have these NAD precursors. And if you head on over to neurohacker.com/radiance and use promo code radiance, you're going to get special savings on your NAD supplement. And we have, like you said before, we do have declining levels of this, and we do lose a number of our NAD precursors. It's estimated between ages of 30 to 70, we lose about 65% of the NAD. That's a precursor to make ATP in our body. So this is definitely something I could suggest supplementing. And then, of course, utilizing things like structured water and grounding outside and being in positive emotional states are all going to help. So again, you can get that NAD formula over at neurohacker.com /radiance and use code radiance on your next order. I'd also love to jump in here. I am no stranger to some of the, you know, most innovative technologies out there, especially in the field of ether. And ether, the space between, actually makes up about 80% of our universe. This is the dark matter, the quintessence, the fifth element. And we forgot about this. So I wouldn't be surprised if when you're creating your mother water, you're also using different types of plasma field generators, because you use the words, you know, a semi-proprietary arrangement of semi-precious stones, metals, gemstones. I know it's specific to how you do it. And then some type of amplification process and light energy. For those of you listening, there is so much going on in the technology space with the most recluse, nerdy researchers out there. And the people that are doing these things, they're not on social media whatsoever. It's kind of like who you know and how you know them and get introduced to them. And, you know, some of these generators that I'll feel and I'll hold and I'll be around, I really can feel the difference. I think that's really cool that you're using technology in that space to create your mother water instead of just adding, you know, copper and zinc and letting it sit for a period of time, because that's how other people make mother water too. You're actually using, you're using frequency, you're using things that are creating like a field for that water. And the thing is, and I've highlighted some technologies that do this that you can actually have in your home in my membership, because it's a little too out there for, you know, the general people, I would say. But there's just, you know, the sky's the limit. In 5-10 years from now, we're going to see more people have these types of technologies in their home and, you know, likely even capturing energy from the ether to power our homes. So we can use this energy to power ourselves and our cells first, which is very exciting to me, especially when we're looking to enhance our longevity, enhance our beauty, enhance our quality of life, enhance our emotions, and the way that we interact with ourselves and others, and how our cells interact. It really does start with the field of energy that you're in. And when you're consuming structured water, this is going to do it. And if you're skeptical about this, you can taste the difference. So for all those skeptics out there, pick up an Analema wand, and I have it on my biohacking page with promo code Rachel, and have fun with this. Have fun showing your friends and family members that there's all these fantastic things that we can do to our body. And I love that you're referencing studies. You're actually doing research on brainwave activity and also joule output and energy and ATP production activity. You know, I can't think of any two greater ways to actually quantify how structured water can positively impact the body. And I would then go so far as to say that, you know, this tech also gives you a visualization of your human biofield, which is an emerging body of science pioneered by Dr. Beverly Rubick. I've been following her work for quite some time, and some of the other tech in the biohacking space have actually used some of her research too, which is so cool. Now, when it comes to hydration, I just wrote and submitted a research article on nutrition in the skin to a UK medical journal. So I'll be sure to share that when it's published. It's going through the peer review process now. Cool. How can proper hydration contribute to healthy glowing skin? But then beyond that, not just, you know, drinking that 2 to 3 liters of water a day, but how can proper, and what I mean by that is consuming the purified, but also then a step further, the more bioavailable structured water actually contribute to healthier glowing skin?
I mean, there are several ways about it. We mentioned ATP. I mean, ATP is crucial also for synthesis of structural proteins like collagen and elastin, which are key for skin elasticity and everything. So that is direct way. But there is another one which is hugely important. There is this thing called gut-skin axis. And the state of microbiome is basically now, the science in the last 10 years has connected the state of microbiome with basically any area of human health. anything. Science has actually pinpointed the exact pathway by which any species of bacteria has an effect on any area of health. So we are actually doing now our second double-blind placebo-controlled microbiome study, where we're doing entire DNA sequencing of the microbiome and creating a whole tree of effects on entire biology. And we were very much inspired by our first double-blind placebo-controlled study, which we did. We measured dysbiosis index of the microbiome. So dysbiosis index describes the degree of deviation within the microbiome, taking into account all the different bacterial phyla and species and their weighing factor. So what we did, we took a snapshot, quote unquote, of state of the microbiome in participants of the study. They drank 1.5 liters of LM water per day without changing, again, anything else in the world. And after 2 months, we did another snapshot, and we saw 17% improvement on the dysbiosis index over the placebo. But more importantly, what we saw is sharp decline in bad bacteria and sharp rise in positive bacteria. So there is this equilibrium effect, because I believe that everything has its purpose. So it's not like we shouldn't have quote-unquote bad bacteria. It's just a matter of volume. Everything has its purpose under the sky, so to speak. And everything, to eradicate anything, I don't believe it's a good thing. But it's just a matter of balance. When you have perfect equilibrium, then everything works. So just like I mentioned, gut-skin axis. There are toxins which bad overgrowth of bad bacteria. They release toxins in our bloodstream through leaky gut, and they increase inflammation in the skin. And you have
parasites are
parasites. So eczema, psoriasis, all of this is actually in direct result of a bad microbiome. So if you have a good quality microbiome, in your entire system works in a much more efficient way. I would say that water is the most fundamental level of our existence. The second most important is our microbiome, because we like to think of ourselves as single species. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're living in symbiosis with these trillions of microorganisms, trillions. There are up to 300 times more microbial genes than human genes in human body. So you can imagine that this ecosystem, this equilibrium is extraordinarily important for every single system in our body. People nowadays talk about serotonin a lot, how important it is for our mood, for our feeling of joy. But what most people aren't aware that 95% of serotonin is being actually created in our gut, and is being delivered through the gut-brain axis to our brain. So the state of our microbiome powerfully influences not just kind of our digestive health. It influences how we perceive ourselves, how we perceive the world. So it's hugely, hugely important. That's why we were kind of inspired to do this study. We're very much inspired with the results. Now we're doing a deep dive. So we're going to do a whole tree of the effects. And you mentioned NAD. This is also, we're doing this other study as well. Since there is a great correlation between NAD and ATP, we're actually doing a double-blind placebo-controlled study where we're measuring NAD levels, the rise of NAD levels, just from drinking the water.
This is so fantastic, because the Analema wand, it's very easy to use and it's very economical. And I love that you went there with the gut skin axis, but we forget that the gut brain axis is very significant. So if your neurotransmitters are off, you're going to have fatigue and brain fog, and your emotions will also go along with that. Your communication will suffer, your relationships will suffer. And the skin actually comes from the same cell line as our neurological brain tissue as well. So there's a huge connection. If your skin is not looking good, your gut's probably off and your brain's probably off, especially if you have, plaques on your skin like seborrheic dermatitis and all these different precancerous lesions. If you can see that stuff visually on your skin, it's probably in your brain. And actually, one of my clients, who's a neurologist, was the first to bring this to my attention, that those who have plaques on their skin likely have plaques on their brain too. I really love that you said we need this balance of good and bad bacteria. We live in a world of duality, of good and bad and dark and light and positive and negative and north and south. This is part of the rule and law of our world and how we exist. So we can't be in a world of all good. But what this information in this podcast and this conversation is helping is to raise up that good just a little bit, you know, one radiant human at a time. And the other thing is, you mentioned autoimmune conditions like eczema and psoriasis. And in my oxidative stress status paper, I referenced a Stats Canada death of unknown cause, which is from autoimmune conditions or someone passing before seeing a specialist. I had this confirmed by the reporting agency. It doubled in 2019 compared to previous years. And then in 2022, it doubled again. So that's why this information is so important to learn about and start to integrate for yourself and your families, is we are seeing a pretty sharp rise in autoimmune conditions. We're seeing things like environmental toxins in our air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, food, and different pathogens like yeast, fungi, heavy metals, mold, parasites that impact our body's ability to express our gorgeous DNA. And so I love that you're looking at epigenetic markers in the gut to see how the wand can actually improve that balance of good and bad. I just think that that's so incredible. And you know, I'm really impressed with the lengths of research that you're doing. And it's from your background. It really is, as a researcher, which is fantastic.
So I have to jump in. I have to mention one really interesting study that we did, which also kind of inspired the whole microbiome study. We want to change how the whole agriculture world is operating, because it's really, really, really terrible, and people are eating foods which are not meant to be ate, to be honest. So I know that your people know this, but I always kind of, in every podcast, I say to people, if you can eat organic, please do. It will make the world of difference. So anyhow, just to kind of tell a short story of the study that we did, we actually took a completely depleted, destroyed piece of soil by glyphosate and all the other pesticides. So it was completely barren. You couldn't grow anything on it. It was really dead. And we chose it just because it's in this particular state. So we watered one part with regular water and one part with LM water. And we measured what happens on a molecular level in the soil. And the part that was watered with regular water, we saw nothing. It just stayed dead. But the part that was watered with LM water,
in a chaotic, incoherent state. That's why it was
exactly
dead.
That. You couldn't grow anything on it. But it happened in a very short period of time. Within only 2 months of watering this piece of soil with NLM water, there was a huge explosion in the biodiversity of the microbiome. There are colonies of bacteria in the soil, so much so that the bacteria in the soil started to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere into the soil where it actually belongs. The total nitrogen cycle improved, total nitrogen in soil improved to the level that within only 2 months, that piece of soil became fertile again. You could grow food on it just because you watered it with NLM water. So there is this explosion of life that happens. That's why, you know, from all of us in the company, we feel that we're serving this water, not the other way around. When you witness such effects on basically everything that we expose this water to, you just kind of want to do it justice. You just kind of want to tell the story to as much people as possible and to invest in all of these studies, because we want to bring it to the governmental level. We already created this incredible eco-friendly technology that we want to install in the wells of the biggest rivers, because then all life downstream would change. Animal life, plant life, all this water will end up in the oceans. Then the oceans would become coherent. And then our entire planet would become coherent. And that, we believe, would change everything. That's why we're so committed to doing the science and to publish all of these studies so that it becomes, in one point, irrefutable by any standard. Then it will be, wouldn't it be amazing that you go to New York, you open the faucet, and you actually get coherent water? Because it's so resilient, however the system is, it is really bad of the how piping systems are not natural for designed to keep water in its alive state. But because this water is so resilient, it will reach your faucet in a coherent state. And that will have profound effects on basically everything. So we are deeply committed to this. I know it's a tall order, but this is where we're going. And I'm super confident that in whether it's going to be a shorter period of time, couple of years or a bit longer, we're going to get there. And then everyone will be able to enjoy the benefits.
That's fantastic. It really does start with us. It starts with you and I and everybody listening to make these choices to support companies like the Analemo Water Wand product so that it actually behind the scenes, that's why I love to connect with founders of these different companies, everybody, because you really get a sense of actually what they're doing behind the scenes. And I am thinking about Autumn also from Paleo Valley, which, you know, I have their protein in my danger coffee as I'm drinking it. And she's actually doing her dissertation on soil quality. So I'm actually going to share this concept of structured water actually improving soil quality in my research article on nutrition in the skin. Of course, I had to do a blurb on soil quality. And ladies and gentlemen, what I discovered about what is being done in the agricultural practices for, you know, fruits and vegetables, and also in the livestock industry, the amount of genetic modification and different toxic chemicals that are being used that you're consuming, you know, that's making that food inflammatory. So I will absolutely echo what you said about eating organic and then going a step further, making sure that you're eating the right foods for you. And there's the Viome test kit on my biohacking page as well that looks at the epigenetics of your gut. And so by tweaking your food choices, you can tweak your epigenetics and how your DNA is expressing itself, which will have positive impacts in your life. Add the structured water to it. And, you know, we're away to the races. But the thing is, you mentioned faucet. I'm absolutely going to be taping and attaching an Analemo wand to my bathtub faucet so that I'm going to be bathing in structured water. So one wand in my kitchen, I'm going to get a second one for my bathtub. I just think it's such a great way to be bathing.
You don't even have to. Just so you know, you don't even have to. We created the whole house system for this purposes. So you can install it, and wherever you open your faucet, you get coherent water. But this is actually very interesting. We actually hypothesized, like, what would happen, since 99% of our molecules of water, what would happen if a person would lay down, take a bath in a lemon water for half an hour? So we actually connected to the to Hydrate Spa, Dr. Greg Lane and my good friend David Perez, because they have equipment to measure vitals before and after. So we actually are doing 100 people study. We measured cardiac output, stroke volume, blood viscosity, and just like you mentioned, the key component, heart rate variability, which is a very, very accurate marker of longevity. And every single person in the study, just after half an hour of taking a bath, had an improvement in cardiac output, in stroke volume, in blood viscosity, and the minimum rise, the bare minimum rise we saw in the entire study in heart rate variability is 30%. And we saw much higher rise. So the 30%. Bare minimum, 30%.
HRV yes. is one of the hardest metrics to improve upon. And the thing that really helped me improve my HRV when I was tracking it with the 8 Sleep and the Oura Ring was actually sleeping in EMF bedding or clothing. That made a big difference. But to bathe in structured water to increase our HRV is incredible, because for those of you listening who are unfamiliar with what HRV is, it's heart rate variability. It's measuring the distances essentially between your heartbeats. And that can give us a really good measure of how well your body is recovering. And when that HRV dips down, that's usually an early indicator that you might get sick. So, you know, take your antioxidants, get great sleep, get grounded, and also get access to sunlight to support your circadian rhythm. The HRV tells us so much. It tells us that things that we're doing are making a difference, because we need to quantify these things. Again, not having blind faith in things, not just buying into fancy marketing for this fancy shower head filter, but really looking at things like, you know, that's massive to be bathing in structured water and get that kind of benefit, which of course we forget our skin cells have mitochondria as well that create our collagen and elastin. We need our fibroblasts to function optimally so that we can have happy and healthy looking skin. Our outside, our external, is absolutely a reflection on the inside. So speaking of light, I would love for you to explain why you recommend on your packaging for the Analema wand to actually charge it with sunlight.
So it's not that it's necessary, but I can tell you that water loves the sun. That's why we called our product Analema. What Analema actually is, when you take the photograph of the sun from the one point on the planet for 365 days, you are going to get this infinity sign on the sky. So Analema is actually power symbol of the sun. We realized in our research that water changes every single day electromagnetically due to position of the earth towards the sun. So the connection between the sun and the water is extraordinary. I have to mention one really nice thing. While we were doing, we didn't mention this study. We did a lichen age study where we measured biological age of individuals. And every single, just to cut the long story short, every individual, there was between 1 and 12 years of biological age regeneration in the participants of the study. But anyhow, why am I saying this? We told participants of the study to expose their analemma to the sun every single day. And one lady in the study, she had this very kind of small garden of very short plants. And every single day she placed her analemma at the same spot. And after a month and a half, she sent me a photo of this small garden. It's like you drew a circle around the analemma. All the plants grew 1.5 inches taller than anywhere else in the garden. So this is, you know, picture speaks 1,000 words. This, as I mentioned, this water is an electromagnetic phenomenon, and all life responds to its proximity. And it's so cool to see it. When you see it, actually, it really kind of, it's really an amazing thing.
I absolutely love humans like you, Mario. You make an incredible product. And there's this whole additional layer of energy and frequency and consciousness that you're basically creating and publishing research to substantiate these sort of like out there types of concepts that a lot of people would be like, oh, that's, you know, that's super woo, right? But but things when we can't quite grasp it and it just seems a little too out there, sometimes we write it off as woo. But when we actually have the quantification and the research to back it up, it's no longer woo. It's just something that we couldn't really quantify or properly explain. And I'm sure that the concept of water structuring goes back to ancient civilizations. I'm curious, Mario, because I'm sure you've studied this. What was the oldest civilization here on Earth, because we got to get a little specific to stay on this planet. Where's the oldest type of archaeological picture or something to suggest that ancient civilizations have actually utilized structuring water? I'm very curious about this.
I'm going to go in a bit different direction. I'm going to say, isn't it interesting? Every single ancient tradition, every single spiritual tradition talked about extraordinary spiritual importance of water. Every
like holy water, for example, that goes back to like 500 AD, talking about holy water.
Exactly. And this is what I love. All ancient spiritual traditions, they have this thing about blessing either water or food, which it breaks down to the same thing. When you say a prayer over your food, you are literally impacting the water in it. You are literally changing electromagnetically and in every conceivable way that food. When you eat it, you're actually metabolizing something entirely different. That's why saying prayer, I do this constantly. Even when I structure my water, which this is the only water that I drink, but to say a prayer over it, you are literally putting in something of extraordinary value. Water is primed to receive it. And then this particular vibration, you're installing into your body. And that makes a profound change on basically everything.
One of the funny things that I do behind the scenes, I love, some of Dr. Greg Braden's work and Dr. Joe Dispenza, especially on some of their work around heart-brain coherence. And I heard sort of like a prayer or a mantra that Dr. Greg Braden mentioned that actually can stimulate and trigger heart-brain coherence, which different technologies like heart math or the Healy can help to measure and adjust. And it was gratitude, appreciation, caring, and compassion. So every time I'm delivering rejuvenation to my beautiful patients in the clinic here on Vancouver Island, I've been doing skin rejuvenation since 2011, and then got into research in about 2016, 2017, and more teaching. But I actually repeat the words gratitude, appreciation, caring, and compassion whenever I'm doing rejuvenation. And you just can't help but consider, if I can have this conscious intention and these prayers in my mind as I'm offering someone, turning that frown upside down, if it does any degree of additional impact, I don't see why it would be not beneficial. And some of you listening might be like, oh, that's a little out there, Rachel. Well, if it helps, 1 to 30%, I'll take it and I'll provide it. So that's just kind of a funny thing that I do behind the scenes.
It's a brilliant thing. And this is the way you are just by doing that, you become the light of the world, because you are actually sending something which has a profound effect on everything around you. And by choosing to do so in every situation, we become agent of change. And I truly believe that when you decide to do that, when you decide to be that, the power which created life actually is just standing behind you and choosing, okay, this is the channel that I'm going to express myself through, because that is the person that allowed it. I truly believe in that. And this is how we change the world. We change the world by being exactly that. It's not more complex than that.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you listening, people like Mario and myself who have the courage to show up and talk about different products and different aspects of science and how it impacts our biology, we're sort of agents in our own way. And then when you take this information and you share it with your friends and family and coworkers and loved ones, you're also doing that too. And for those of us who this is sort of our life's mission is to be of service, and I'll go so far as to say light workers, to help make this world a better place, we do need to, I would say, take just like a little extra care of ourselves so that we do stay in balance, because there's all these forces in the world, whether they're environmental toxins or the energetic balance between good and bad, is we really have to keep our physical form on point so that we are more resilient and we are more radiant. And what comes with that, when you look at all these different things from a more conscious and emotional level, you're going to shine differently. You're going to slow your aging process. Everything about you, all of your metabolic and cellular activities and electromagnetic interactions to make things like hormones and peptides, are going to be just a little bit more on point. But it's not to then have you have this construct in your mind that you're better than anyone else, or we're equals, we're all in this together. But you are actually being an agent of change in your own right. And, you know, there's companies out there, there's different countries that are going to want to look at the concept of structuring water for agricultural practices, which I've heard of for a long time. And then there's some countries who aren't, because that doesn't go so well for, you know, sick care model and having a sick population. But there are different countries, especially in Europe, that really want their populations to be healthy, happy, and safe. And then there's other places that don't. So no matter where you are in the world, you know, I'm in North America, is toxins coming at us from everything that's on the store shelves these days, and electromagnetic frequencies and all that. Don't even get me started. That we just have to learn how to protect ourselves and fuel ourselves and feed ourselves and just always do the best that we can. Don't go broke in the process. You want to do things in a sustainable way, like getting your reverse osmosis water purification, doing the structuring of the water with the Analema wand, doing your skincare, eating more organic foods, consuming different supplements to support you, like superfoods and adaptogens and ATP precursors like NAD, for example. Just take positive steps as often as you can in a way that's going to work with your budget and your lifestyle and the amount of time that you have in a day. Just move throughout the day in a way that you are making positive actions to be that agent of change for yourself and your family, because the better you are operating, your operating system is functioning, you are going to be able to be more effective and lead by example. And that really is the overarching message of the School of Radiance podcast, is for all of us to be positive, radiant agents of change, and for people to notice that we are a little bit different, and that's okay. And we are doing additional things to support our bodies. And in the process, we're slowing our aging. We have healthier and better looking hair, skin, and nails. We're having better relationships. We're more wealthy. And also there's that other concept, the older we get, you know, the more we have to think about the finances of living longer and saving and all that is, again, a whole different conversation. But I'm just so happy to support individuals like yourself, Mario, especially through this conversation. I have a deeper understanding of how you operate. And it just really warms my heart to find companies like yours that, number one, are making great products, and number two, are being those agents of change with publishing really important research that can make further changes, especially in countries' agricultural practices and, you know, keeping that soil happy and healthy. Because in my research, I found that through these different things that are modifying our plant and fruit crops and our livestock, they're actually making previously healthy food really high in things like oxalates and phytic acid and other things. So do you have any words for us here, Mario?
I can only share in why a kind of why I love water as a medium. We all have to drink it anyhow, and it's the ultimate biohack. Just by drinking the water, which you, again, you have to drink anyhow, you are touching basically every single system in your body. So what we definitively proved, and I'm telling you, we barely scratched the surface of the beauty and the wonder of this water. So these are just the areas that we actually ventured. We're venturing in many more. And as soon as we have the research done, we're again going to share it. But for now, so entire mitochondrial energy, so ATP levels, so microbiome, which is connected to basically everything, your brain waves, biological age. So just by drinking the water, you are creating such a profound effect on your overall biology. I definitely agree with you. People should be eating organic food. If you eat organic food and if you drink the right water, and I would add one other thing, if you meditate, then you really, you're not only just like you mentioned, you're not only impacting yourself by changing yourself, you're powerfully impacting your near and far environment. And this is what we want at this point in time, just for all of us to be exactly that, to be the agent of change. New Earth is coming, and I'm beyond confident that every single person listening to this is a part of this positive change. And thank you so much, Rachel, for having me and giving me the opportunity to share this story. Thank you.
Fabulous. Where can people find more about you and your work and your incredible resources and research?
So, yeah, everybody can go to coherent-water.com. And you can, if you want to follow our research, you can jump on our newsletter. We're constantly doing new research, and we're talking about it there. We're presenting all the data and everything. So if you want to follow our work, you can follow it there. And of course, you can purchase all the technology that we have developed so far. We're actually going to be coming out with many new applications in the months to come. So it's really an exciting time. We haven't even mentioned we created the Garden Analemma. So for anybody who is creating their own food, who is growing their own food, you're going to create the best possible food for yourself if you use Analemma. You can actually, Garden Analemma, you can put on the garden hose. So it's very easy to install. And you just water your fruits and veggies and flowers, and you're really going to see the difference. You're going to create a jungle in your backyard.
Create a jungle in your backyard and a happy and healthy jungle in your gut.
Yes.
Balancing the good and the bad in all areas of our lives. And thank you for mentioning meditation, because the more coherent our brain is operating and the less sort of like chaotic our mind and thoughts are, the more easily we can drop into those states, which are actually really high vibration, actually the highest ones, peace, love, and joy, with, you know, enlightenment up there. Haven't quite reached that one yet. But the more coherent our cells are functioning, the easier it is to drop into those prayer and meditative states, which are just so good for us, especially we can quantify that through heart brain coherence and all of that. So thank you so much for being here on the School of Radiance podcast, Mario. I really look forward to connecting with you again and sharing some of your additional research. And for those of you tuning in who are looking to pick up the Analemma Water Wand, I do have it on my biohacking page over at theschoolofradiance.com/biohacking. And then Mario has graciously offered everyone who's part of this community 10% off with promo code Rachel. And again, it's just on my biohacking page. And thank you everyone for tuning into this episode. And you know, this went a little bit longer. We're at 11555. Oh, how's that for angel numbers? And I'm just grateful for all of you taking the choice, making the choice consciously to live better. And a byproduct is that you're simply going to look better as well. And for those of you who haven't yet checked out my free 30-minute biohacking video, head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and go to my freebies page. And I have a really great video sort of walking you through this research of purifying your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, eating the right foods, and detoxing in a really easy 30-minute video. So check that out. And if you're looking for skincare guidance, head on over to skincarechecklist.com, where I walk you through basic and advanced layers. And I'm excited to connect with you in the future again, Mario, because I'm going to be bathing in structured water now. I don't know why I haven't before. And I'll be reporting back and, you know, showing the 30% HRV increase from that. It's just so fantastic. Thank you for all.
It is. It is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm really looking forward to all of the research. We're going to be having a new double-blind placebo-controlled research coming out in the next couple of months. So I'm going to send all the research to you, and maybe we can kind of connect again so I can share, because this is really, as I mentioned, we barely scratched the surface of the beauty and the wonder of this. So,
oh, I would love to actually collaborate even on a paper. This is how this stuff happens to everybody. I would love to collaborate on a paper on structured water and skin quality, because there are pieces of photography that can analyze the quality of the skin so we can quantify visually what happens when, say, we're bathing and drinking structured water. So let's stay connected and potentially.
Definitely. I have to just tell you one thing. I will send you a photo after this. There is one older lady that actually, we didn't tell her, she just did it herself. She rubbed her analemma while she watched her favorite series on the television. And I will send you the photo of the difference in her face before and after. It's crazy.
Well, the thing is, just to kind of wrap this up, and again, bring in the woo to the science here, is the what Mother Water is basically kind of like this field. You can think about it like a field. So you're stirring your water with a field that's been programmed. And yeah, absolutely. If you hold it, or oftentimes I'll have, you know, Mother Water around my neck, or I'll kind of put it on my skin sometimes. And you know, whatever we can do to get that coherence and reduce that chaos is going to be good. So if you feel good watching your favorite show while holding your analemma wand, why not? Especially if it's
she was, yeah, she was rubbing her wrinkles with it. That's what she actually did.
Oh.
That was the thing. She was rubbing her wrinkles. I apologize that I didn't kind of tell the story right.
No kidding. You know, this is like
she was rubbing, and I'm going to send you the photo. It was like really the only thing that she did. She was just rubbing her wrinkles with it. I will send you the photo after the show so you can see the difference. We didn't even kind of want to go there because we have so much science going on. It really is amazing. You will see it.
Okay. Y'all know that when I'm doing my next skincare tutorials, because lesson one is facial gua sha, lymphatic drainage, applying your products, I'm going to be doing a demonstration. Obviously, I'm going to finesse this, but actually using the analemma on my face. Why not? If it even gives me 1 or 2% reduction of fine lines, wrinkles, I mean, I don't have any, but because I do all this different stuff, but why not, right? Use it to support facial lymphatic drainage and feel excellent instead of using, you know, a gua sha tool like those jade rollers, for example, made in China from some poor child in basically like slave trade. Why use a product like that when you can facilitate lymphatic drainage with an analemma wand? Oh my gosh, this is very cool. I will be reporting back and, you know, sort this out a little bit. And then in lesson one of my next skincare tutorial, I'm going to be showing this. So if you haven't yet joined my skincare tutorials, join now over at theschoolofradiance.com. Really fun. I teach you the basic to advanced layers on how to apply your products with skincare, antioxidant serums, retinols, peels, dermal rolling, healthy living strategies, and of course my dermal rolling demo. And the next one, the analemma wand. Brilliant. It makes complete sense. Thank you so much for sharing that. You just like made my year. All right.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. We went way over. So many blessings to you, Mario, your team, and everybody listening. Have a beautiful, high vibe, gorgeous, radiant day, and pick up your analemma wand now over at the biohacking page at theschoolofradiance.com. Use promo code Rachel, use promo code Rachel, and learn more about the research on structured and coherent water over at coherent-water.com. And yes, join Mario's newsletter for the latest and greatest in regards to water quality and helping our biomarkers become more radiant, you know, one adjustment at a time. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.